This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. In March of this year, the WLVR News team took an extended look at the importance and the challenges of conducting the 2020 census. And since that time, the coronavirus pandemic and the ongoing activism around civil rights have combined with the not inconsiderable political turmoil in Washington to drive the census out of the spotlight somewhat. There are only 8 weeks left to count all residents in the country as ordered by the U.S. Constitution, and total numbers are to be delivered by year's end. And so it's time for a close look at where we are in the process. My guest is Michael Wilson, the Director of Communications for the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, Brad.
The foundation is one of the leading funders of nonprofits in the Valley, and a priority this year has been trying to help encourage an accurate and complete count of the people in the Lehigh Valley. First of all, how are we doing so far?
Well, there's good news to report. PA right now is at about 66%, which is running ahead of the national average, which is about 62%.
Which leaves 33% who haven't responded yet.
Exactly, yeah. So in the Lehigh Valley, we're even doing better than the state. So Lehigh and Northampton counties combined are running at about 73% response rate. Hmm. So that's the good news. Although there is a caveat. Our cities with those hard-to-count areas at the urban core, you know, those counts have been low. And so, for instance, in Allentown, we're running about 60%. Bethlehem, 67%. Easton, about 59%. So we have a long way to go.
So let's review quickly the potential impact of any undercount. It seems there are two main factors at stake: congressional representation and access to federal dollars.
Yes, that's correct. In fact, it was estimated before the census that Pennsylvania could lose or would lose one congressional seat. Hmm. But the big thing is, too, in addition to that, is federal funding. Pennsylvania receives about $26 billion a year in federal funding that is directly tied to the census count. So any undercount is going to result in less federal dollars for important things like health and human services, education, infrastructure, a whole variety of things that funding is tied directly to census count. In fact, the statistic in Pennsylvania is for every person in Pennsylvania not counted in the census, Pennsylvania could lose $2,093 per year for the next 10 years in federal funding.
It's an amazing and huge amount of money at a time when city and state governments are under enormous pressure because of the pandemic.
Absolutely.
How has the pandemic changed the process of achieving an accurate count in the Lehigh Valley?
Well, it's had a huge impact. Back in March, you know, our best laid plans have kind of gone by the wayside. We were working with the city of Allentown and others across the Lehigh Valley to establish hubs where people could go in and use like equipment, computers, internet access to be able to actually fill out the census at these locations.
Sure. These were physical public spaces.
Yeah, in these hard-to-count areas. Mm. So that had all gone by the wayside. But one of the things we did do was reach out to all those nonprofits across the Lehigh Valley and organizations that we were partnering with and said, hey, how can we pivot digitally, you know, utilize our social media, our email networks, the communications we normally do, newsletters and so forth, to communicate with our various constituencies and to urge people to complete the census with a simple message. You know, it's easy to do, it's safe, the information's confidential, and it's very important that we do it.
So tell me, what will constitute a success, if reached, for the state, region, and cities?
Well, in 2010, the Lehigh Valley came in at an 81% response rate. Hmm. So that's kind of been our target to beat, you know, beating the 2010. The one thing that's really going to help us get to that goal is the Census Bureau is now sending out the enumerators. Those are the people that are going to go door to door, knock on doors, talk to people, ask people to complete the census. They're going to be armed with an iTablet and an iPhone that's security-based. They're going to be social distancing, wearing masks and so forth, going around the Lehigh Valley in those hard-to-count areas and trying to get people to complete the census on their device. But if they don't have one or they don't have internet, then to utilize the Census Bureau advice. And I just spoke with Census Bureau people this morning in the Lehigh Valley, and they're very confident that this over this next 8 weeks that the enumerators going out is going to help us reach our goal.
Even so that's in the digital age, good old-fashioned shoe leather does the job.
Yeah. Yeah. So that face-to-face interaction is something we've been missing up to this point and something that we think is going to get us to that finish line.
Got it. Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Michael Wilson is the Director of Communications for the Lehigh Valley Community Foundation.